Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome in to another edition of Locked On Kings. I'm your host, Jason Ross. We're getting closer and closer to NBA free agency, but not quite there. Today on the podcast, though, we are going to focus in on kind of more sound, more reaction. It's a hodgepodge show. It's a collection of different things that we've had on the radio, on Sports 1140 KHK show I'm on, other shows on the station. Just a collection of audio that I think you Kings fans will enjoy. I've put some of the best of the stuff together, and we're going to let it roll today. Different things that we have from different people. I'm going to start with Scott Perry, and we're just going to jump into it today. And Scott Perry is a guy that is getting a lot of credit for coming in and maybe stabilizing the front office. But I think Vlade's done a good job there already. Ken Catanella, you've got Mike Brotz and all the different people, Luke Bourne, that are involved. But Scott Perry's got a great reputation. He has come in and helped solidify things in that front office as well. Just completed the first draft with the Sacramento Kings and now getting ready for the first round of free agency in his role there with the Kings. But he was on our afternoon show, Grant Napier, Doug Christie, two guys that have been on this podcast before. And the guys asked him, what does the team look like to you right now at this point?
You see, first and foremost, is a consistent theme with the type of and makeup with the type of young people that we're bringing into the building.
Mm-hmm.
The young people that were here when I got here, and then obviously the guys that we drafted this year, I think there's a commonality there. A lot of them are coming, you know, not only talented basketball people, but they're high character individuals who've come from winning programs and been a part of winning. And I think anytime you're trying to establish a culture, the more people that you can get in your building who have won a lot, used to winning, they understand a lot about the game. They understand sacrifice. They understand hard work. They understand that you have to do it as a unit and not as an individual. So starting to really get that feel in the building, and I'm really anxious, you know, even though it's this summer league coming up, but just to see a lot of the young guys because, you know, I know the draft guys, quite frankly, as well as I know the guys who were here last year. And so just getting to know them, know their personalities better, and really be able to tell, you know, get an idea and an evaluation just how this group can potentially gel together, but it's going to take time, you know, and I would definitely caution everyone about that. You know, they're young guys. You know, we got a locker room full of guys that are 19 to 22 years old, and as you well know, both of you well know,
yeah,
it takes some time to learn the NBA game and really excel and win in a big way.
Next up from Scott Perry, he discusses kind of where they are and where they need to be and creating that competitive environment on a daily basis.
I think that's huge. I think if you study, I don't care what sport you're in, whether it's NBA basketball, NFL football, you know, baseball, nothing like competition each and every day in practice prepares you to be successful. Not only as a player, but more importantly, as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have a competitive environment each and every day, how can we expect this group of young men to go out and compete against the very best athletes in the world each and every night?
Right.
That's learned through their individual competitions that they have each and every day. So I think that's an imperative for us, and that's something that as we move forward, we want to continue to have that, whether the team – is young, and eventually even when you become older, I think there's nothing like competition to keep people sharp and have them the most prepared for the times that we get ready to go out there and play against opponents.
I found this interesting that Scott Perry shared with Grant and Doug his thoughts on the 20th pick overall, Harry Giles.
Oh, well, you're talking about a guy that I watched him a couple of years ago in the USA basketball tournament that was abroad and the gold medal team. He was the best player on that team. He was the number one player in high school basketball prior to his injuries. Very athletic, excellent kid. But, you know, he's a big kid who moves, you know, like a small folk.
Right.
So he's got a tremendous agility. So for us, what we saw in our calculated evaluation and risk in this, and one of the main reasons why we decided to move back in the draft is that we could get two players. We felt the person we could get at 15 was going to be as good as the guy at 10. And then the bonus pick being Harry Giles, who, if he stays healthy, And he's got a clean bill of health now, but we're going to help develop him, help him get stronger. If, you know, God willing, that works, you know, well for him, that plan, we've got a guy that potentially could be one of the top five guys, top five or ten guys in the draft based on his talent.
Right. Sure, right.
Now, there's mental hurdles. There's a lot of things to get through. But I thought it was a great thing for us to be able to try to take advantage of when we got that additional pick. We can bring him along slowly. So, yeah, will he jump out the gate year one doing all that? Probably not, because we want to bring him around, again, make sure that he's as strong as he needs to be so that his body and then his mind as well is ready to attack the rigors of the NBA.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And our final comment from Scott Perry. The 15th pick, two guys that were involved in that trade. Kings moved back from 10, felt comfortable to get two picks at 15 and 20. We already heard him talk about Harry Giles. How about the guy they got at 15? Here he is on Justin Jackson.
Yeah, I think he can defend a little better than probably people have given him credit for. And I think that's a good catch on your part. He's got good length. He's smart. He's, you know, coming out of a program that historically has been a good, solid defensive program in North Carolina. Again, like we talked about, winning is important. Understand the sacrifice and the necessity that defense plays in a basketball team winning. So I think you'll have buy-in there, and he will understand in order to get on the floor as much as he wants to get on the floor, he'll have to defend first and foremost.
Right.
He had that coming in the door at North Carolina. So and then the other parts of his game offensively, I think, you know, obviously the kid can score the basketball a little bit. And I agree with you, he's more smooth. The soft label may be a little unfair for him.
Agreed.
You know, he's a kid that will compete. And that's I check with some of my guys that hang around the North Carolina program. Matter of fact, one who spoke fairly well of him is Rasheed Wallace, who I had in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And Rasheed, you know, said, young man will play. He understands how to play winning basketball and thought that he had a chance to be a solid player.
All right, speaking of Justin Jackson, well, he was on our morning show on Sports 1140 KHTK and really thoughtful and mature, getting ready to get married, won a national championship. Now he's getting ready to start his NBA career, but he had joined Carmichael Dave and Katie Christensen. So I grabbed a couple cuts from that as well for you guys to chew on here. And one of the comments that was made to Justin was where he is at now. He's going from winning a national title at North Carolina, back-to-back trips to the championship game, but winning the second year, and now to a team that hasn't won in over a decade, just kind of that transition from going to winning to jumping to an NBA team that's had trouble winning as of late.
You know, that kind of motivates me, honestly, to hear that. You know, like you said, I've been blessed to be able to win a lot through my basketball career. And, I mean, all of us, you know, all four of us coming in as rookies and, I mean, everybody on the team, I mean, we know that, you know, Sacramento's obviously kind of struggled the past couple of years. And so for us, everyone's coming in with the mindset to try to get better each and every day, to push each other, and hopefully we can change those results. You know, whatever happens outside of that, then we can't really control it. But for me, I've tried to keep the mindset of, you know, control what you can control. And if you do that, usually everything will work out. But, I mean, for me, that's my mindset every day, is just try to get better each and every day, whether a winner, whether we won the night before or lost the night before. And so if I can keep that mindset, then everybody can, you know, kind of keep that mindset as well, I think we'll be all right.
All right, Justin's also in that spot where if you go a year ago, Rudy Gay, Omri Caspi, Matt Barnes, all in there at three. Now, who's the three? He's the guy that's drafted at that spot. Do you expect to start at the small forward?
I mean, that would be great. But for me, knowing that I'm a rookie, knowing that everything is going to be a little tougher, you know, I'm trying to keep that mindset as far as I got to come in and earn everything that I possibly can. And if I can come in and try to get better each and every day and hopefully push the guys around me and hopefully earn some good playing time, then I'll be happy with that. And I know, you know, like you said, obviously there's not as many guys at that three spot. And so that's, you know, that's a great sign for myself. But I'm also not going to come in saying, okay, there's not many people at the three spot, so I'm good. I'm kind of a guy that, you know what, I'm going to work even harder to try to make sure that I can have as much playing time as I can. And hopefully if I can keep that mindset, then hopefully then I can earn a little bit more.
All right, continuing our run of hodgepodge of sound from Sacramento Kings front office, coaches, players. Next, the head coach, Dave Yeager. Now, coach was on the Jim Rome show, said some good things too. First, let's hear from the coach on what he thinks they have in their number five pick, De'Aaron Fox.
You got a guy that can run your team for 10 years there, and he's got a level of quickness in a herky jerky from here to 6 feet away that very rare to find. I think he's similar to Mike Conley in that regard. Mike is very slippery, quick, and De'Aaron has that. He's got a charisma and an energy about him that is a joy to be around. Very positive program he came from and a solid family, so I think there's a lot of positives there and what he can do with his game.
Next, Jim Rome asked him not only about De'Aaron Fox, but also Frank Mason, the point guard they took in the second round at 34 overall. So coach talked about Mason and Fox.
What I'm excited for Frank is, now Frank and De'Aaron are the 74th and 75th best point guards in the NBA today, right? Now everything is in front of them. Now the ladder, they're at the bottom of the ladder, and everybody is in front of them that they can grab. And both those two guys have that mindset that, you know what, you're going down. I'm gonna get to that ladder right there, they get that rung, and I'm going to pass this guy. And that's what competition's all about. That's the fun stuff for me.
All right, let's get another comment on Harry Giles, the 20th pick, kind of the mystery pick, right? We heard Scott Perry talk about what his ceiling could be if all things go well. How about Coach Yeager on the expectations they have right now for Harry Giles?
You know, it's very similar to, you know, rewind 1 year earlier. Scal Labissiere was one of the top two or three players, him and Ben Simmons, in the country as a high schooler. And all of a sudden he's, you know, sitting down there at 25, 26. You know, he didn't forget how to play. He had a tough year at Kentucky. And now, you know, same similar situation with Harry, where he's, you know, one of the top three, and a lot of places had him as the number one high school player coming out of high school. So had a tough year with injuries, and I didn't think he played a ton of minutes. What we did with Scal is probably what we'll do the same thing with Harry, is learn one position at a time, work on one or two things at a time, get solid, get your feet on the ground, and then with the talent, then after you master one or two things or one or two positions, then you expand it.
And last comment from the coach, kind of what does he want from this group and this team as they enter the 2017-2018 season?
Yeah, we've got a lot of cement to let dry. You know, we got a lot of new guys, and, you know, what is it that we want to be about, and emphasizing that to them on a daily basis. And my goal is that, you know, whether we're, you know, 10 and 40 or 40 and 10, you come to practice, you don't know the difference. That's how we want to work. We want to keep our heads up and have a positive energy of work and doing it together. And then as your players and their characteristics come out, I'd love for us to just be a tough, hard-nosed group of guys that care about each other. And when you play the Kings, when you get done and you're in your locker room, you know you played the Kings, whether you won or lost, that you had to battle that night.
And last but not least, we're going to hear from our show, The Lowdown. I get a chance to work with Damian Barling each and every day on Sports 1140 KHDK. And we talked to Garrett Temple the other day. Just such a likable guy. He's a stud. He's a good human being, good to have around. One of the, obviously, the veterans now. But we start with Damian's question to Garrett on if he gets a chance at all to kind of watch these guys that they just acquired and watch college hoops at all.
Personally, I watch a little bit. I watch my alma mater play, and then obviously in March, I watch the tournaments, the conference tournaments and things of that nature. But I did a little more research right before the draft because I had to do I was doing a draft show, a live draft show on SI.com. So I wanted to get to know a little bit of these people a little more than usual. So I did my own research on these guys, and I'm very happy with the people we drafted.
Yeah, so what do you like? I mean, you've seen them. You had to evaluate them a little bit. Now they'll be teammates between the four guys. What do you see?
You know, I'll go on Arthur Fox. He's a guy that I really enjoyed in college. He's a guy that has a lot of speed, fastest in the draft class. And with his length and his ability to handle the ball and make decisions, I think he'll be great for us. He has a chance to be a real, real, real good point guard at this level. You know, we got Justin Jackson, who has a great mid-range game. You know, something that's kind of a lost art in today's league, but he kind of reminds me of a TJ Warren in terms of being able to put the ball in the basket from a lot of different ways. You know, has a knack for just being able to score it, and you know, it's great. He's one of the elder statesmen, being a junior, I think sophomore junior, and then you know, one thing that's really intriguing is Harry Giles. He's a guy that obviously with his knee blown up, those two knee surgeries, you know, people were kind of scared of him. But from what I've told, his workout, if you didn't know that he had any knee problems, you could not tell. And he's still very bouncy, very explosive. And from what I hear, you know, he has a lot more skill, a lot more of a skill set than people even know about. So I'm going to be interested to see that. And obviously, whenever you can get the college player of the year at 34, you know, to fit a need as well, you've done well. And I think Frank Mason is a guy that has shown his worth playing for Kansas. And for him to slip down to 34 for us was big.
You know, Garrett, what we hear a lot of is, you know, the Kings drafting De'Aaron Fox and Frank Mason, as you said, in the second round there. So two young point guards that the Kings need to add a veteran point guard to help mentor them. But I still maintain that's a position you can play and have played. You play two, you play three, you guard all those positions. Do you feel like that's a position of need, or is that a spot that you can help them at play some point?
I can definitely play point. You know, that's one thing I've done in my career, being able to be versatile, like you said. I feel comfortable playing one, two, or three. But it's up to coach. It's up to obviously the front office, depending on who's available out there, and if they're ready to take on that role of, you know, not just playing and being a guy that's going to lead a team, but being a guy that is going to actually mentor and teach these young guys some things that they need, because obviously, you know, we're looking at Fox and Mason as guards for the future.
What intrigues you about your roster now? I mean, we already talked about it, you and Costa being the veterans. You got a lot of young guys, but it's not your money to spend, but I know the team has money to spend. What are some things you think this team needs to add here in the next week or two when free agency starts?
Well, what intrigues me, first of all, is our youth book. We have very talented players that are young and that are good character guys. You know, Coach has been trying to but Vladdy and the front office, we've been trying to, you know, change the culture and change what the viewpoint of the Sacramento Kings is. And, you know, you have to change that by changing from within and change the culture. You know, the guys that we've added to our team through the draft the last 2 years are guys that are great, great character guys. And so first and foremost, you want to sign people that that have, you know, the right mindset. I think a small forward would be a big time need for us. And then, you know, we still at the end of the day may need a power forward to be able to start for us. So I think those two positions, again, point guard as well, if you can find
another vet. That's something that we could need. I mean, I guess we need at least three more people on our roster to fill out the roster for sure. and you know, if those people are over 24, it would be nice to have that too. So, but yeah, I mean, I think those three positions are ones that we probably looking at.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today. Kind of a different format with the podcast. We will get back to having more guests as well. But just there was so much sound that I was collecting. I felt we needed to hit it and use it. So my thanks to Scott Perry, Justin Jackson, Coach Yeager, Garrett Temple, all the different people that you heard there. And thank you for listening on Locked on Kings. We're back again tomorrow for another edition. You know how to find us, whether it's Audioboom, Google Play, Stitcher, or iTunes. Subscribe there. It's free for you. But check us out each and every day right here on Locked on Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.